time is running out for President Barack Obama to meet his goal of placing 10,000 Syrian refugees in the United States. The process has been slowed by concerns about terrorism. Errol Kekik of the Church World Service said some landlords refuse to rent homes to people from Syria because of those terrorism concerns. Moving Syrian refugees to the U.S. also has been slowed by the long application process, which can take 18 to 24 months. It will be difficult for the Obama administration to reach its goal by October 1st. That is the end of the fiscal year, the 12-month period the government uses for keeping records. As of last month, the government had admitted only 2,500 Syrian refugees, leaving 7,500 to go over the next 4 months. Kekik, who is head of refugee programs for Church World Service, worries about the delays. The delays, he said, affect the physical and mental health of people who faced major trauma because of Syria's 6-year civil war. On one side, it is the unfortunate statements by politicians about the supposed dangers of Syrian immigrants, Kekik said. But the application process and investigations for security and health risks add to the delays, Kekik said. He said a minor mistake can delay the process for months. His group has helped place refugees in the U.S. cities of Columbus, Ohio, Syracuse, New York, and Houston, Texas. If there is good news, it is that the faith community and others are stepping up to the Syrian refugee crisis, said Nina Zelik. She works for the Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. Given all the negative comments by some politicians, it is good to see that outpouring of community support, Zelik said. Donald Trump, the Republican presidential candidate, has said he wants to temporarily stop Muslims from entering the United States. He said that step is needed to protect against terrorism. Some Republicans in Congress said President Obama is trying to bring in too many Syrian immigrants. But 27 Democratic U.S. senators recently wrote President Obama saying the process isn't going fast enough. In their letter, the senators said Canada has already admitted more than 26,000 Syrian refugees. They said special checks by the State Department keep out people who are thought to be terrorist threats. The lawmakers used wording from a United Nations report. It said that fewer safe places in Syria mean everyday decisions, like whether to go out to buy bread, can become a matter of life or death. The war has led to hundreds of thousands of fatalities, more than 1 million injured, and more than half of Syria's entire population being displaced, the letter said. In some areas, children have starved to death. People from Syria must go through what is called an enhanced review. Law enforcement and intelligence reports are checked for every applicant, according to the U.S. State Department. But some Republicans said it is hard to get a good sense of who is and who isn't a threat because Syria has been at war for so long. Islamic radicals want to attack America, said Tennessee Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn, a member of the Republican Party. It is no secret to the American people. However, President Obama and this administration seem not to recognize this. Presidential spokesman Josh Earnest said Obama is serious about meeting his goal of admitting 10,000 Syrian refugees in the 12 months ending October 1st. It is tough, he said, because Syrian refugees are subjected to more checks than anyone else who attempts to enter the United States. The administration is trying to increase the numbers by interviewing Syrian refugee applicants in Jordan, Lebanon, and Tanzania. Many Syrian refugees are skilled and had jobs before they fled the country. That was before the civil war cost them everything, their homes, their jobs, and their sense of well-being, according to Kekik of Church World Service. Some Syrian refugees, mainly those from rural areas, have large families. That makes it hard to find homes big enough to house them together, according to several U.S. religious groups. I'm Bruce Alpert.